At the Farm Progress Show, I am visiting with David Hollenrake with Bayer Crop Science. And David, I know you're vice president for the agricultural market here in the United States. Tell us a little bit about the kind of takeaway message that Bayer has for all these farmers that are coming out to the show this year.
Yeah, thank you, Chuck. Well, you know, we're excited to be here. And I think the biggest takeaway is we understand the challenges that they're facing. And that was confirmed this morning as I had the opportunity to speak with many people across the business. And, you know, farmers are faced with some challenges, right? They know that they have to produce more food on the same land that they have today. And they want to do it more efficiently, and they want to do it in a way that helps them overcome some of the challenges like weed resistance that they have. And our investment in R&D really is about helping them meet these challenges. And I'm very proud of the fact that we haven't really changed our investment strategy over the years, and we've remained focused on, you know, how do we help produce a more effective food supply such that they can be more successful in the future.
There certainly have been some challenges again this year with the Midwest crop growing region. What are some of the ways that Bayer is helping out customers facing some of these adverse weather patterns we've been having?
Yeah, you know, Chuck, it would be great if I could say that we can do something about the weather, but I think the fact is we're going to continue to grow our crops in an environment that's unpredictable. What we are doing, though, is we're really trying to advance things within our seed treatment or seed growth category such that they have more confidence to plant earlier and protect them, you know, from the pests that they experience. We're also investing in traditional crop protection to give them more options, more choices, such that they can, you know, avoid some of the challenges they've had with weed resistance, and moreover, produce more yield through an effective application of a fungicide at the right time.
I know you spoke about putting a renewed or a new focus, if you will, on, we're talking about the seed side here, on wheat.
Yep.
I thought that was some interesting.
Yeah, well, Chuck, the situation is, you know, wheat is a crop that hasn't had the same type of R&D efforts that have, you know, corn or soybeans or cotton have. And it's for, you know, simple reasons. It's really hard to extract that value because it's traditionally been a saved crop. We're working on hybrid wheat, one that will make great advancements in yield. And if you look at the yield paradigm that farmers in the wheat communities are facing today, they're only seeing about a 1% yield gain on an annual basis. And our goal is to, you know, greatly enhance that into the future such that wheat becomes a more competitive crop and one that farmers may consider to put into the rotation in the future.
Looking at another major crop on the corn side, I understand you've got maybe some new information about a project that you embarked on in terms of controlling dust in seed planting.
You bet, Chuck. So, you know, as farmers, as they plant corn, they've traditionally used a talc or a graphite in their hopper box to enable the corn to be planted efficiently and really reduce that friction and make sure that their seed is of optimum quality when it gets planted. With that talc or graphite, there has been a significant dust emission, which causes then, you know, some of the particles from the seed treatment to be carried with it. So we take bee health very seriously, and we've been looking for alternatives, and in partnership with seed companies and partnership with equipment companies, we found a polyethylene product that will enable significantly lower dust through the planter, significantly as in 90% reduction relative to what they're currently using. So as you think about then what this means to a corn farmer, this means that they can more effectively position Poncho Votivo treated seed without having a worry that that dust is being emitted and transferred to an off-target area.
Yeah, I know that we had a question here about the topic of safety in terms of spraying fungicides like aerial application or what have you. I thought it was interesting to kind of hear Bayer's side of the rigorous kind of testing that goes into any product for those specific applications, kind of taking into consideration almost every imaginable situation you could possibly consider.
Well, Chuck, you just said a lot there, and it's so true. So the reality is it takes about 10 or 11 years to introduce a new product. And obviously we've got to get clearance, you know, with the EPA. And so with that, we look at all the different application capabilities, techniques, and make sure that it's used most effectively. And by the way, 10, 11 years and $250 million to introduce a new product, which really describes, you know, why we do have to charge a premium when we introduce a new product.
Well, any kind of going away words for farmers attending Farm Progress?
Well, the going away words I would have is, first of all, thank you for coming out. Thank you for supporting this industry. Thank you for sharing your needs and issues with us. Because the reality is we can't really help them do what they do best, which is to produce the most effective, affordable food supply for the world if we don't know the issues and challenges they're facing. So thank you for stopping by our booth and giving us a heads up on what some of those needs might be.
And we have to point out an air-conditioned one, by the way. So definitely this week with these warm temperatures, very important. Thank you very much. That's David Hollenrake. He is with Bayer Crop Science, and we've been visiting here at the Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.